The Army Corps of Engineers is the contractor for the federal project, which is intended to make the Piscataqua River more navigable in one area. When completed next month, some 15,000 cubic yards of sand and gravel will be taken from the Simplex Reach upriver from the I-95 bridge. Tugboat Captain Chris Holt says the project will improve navigation for vessels in that area. Right now, he says, the three shoals created by river currents can create a hazard.
You could have a boulder stuck down there, and if we scrape that, you know, shoal up area, or even if it's just packed mud and ground up seashell and all that, the hard bottom, you could dent the bottom of a ship or you could do some serious damage.
The affected area is directly in the shipping channel and can present an obstacle to larger ships delivering materials to companies in Newington. The shoals have been routinely dredged every 5 to 7 years, but the last time the work was performed was in the year 2000. Holt says that they are causing minor problems now for mariners who can only bring their vessels in at high tide. A Massachusetts-based contractor will remove the material and dump it into a deep hole in the river closer to the ocean. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood in Portsmouth.